V'elishmois, a new sefer, a new parsha, but it's pasach bevav, vav moisif al inyan rishon. It's connected to sefer bereishis. It's a hemshich. What is the vav? Yemes is the svarim, the chamishuchum sheitoyra bereishis shmois vayikra bamidbar dvarim ki yedua in the rishonim and in Chazal have other names as well. Sefer bereishis is also known as sefer hayitzira. It's also called sefer ha'avos. Sefer vayikra is Toiras Koyanim. Sefer Bamidbar is Sefer HaPekudim, Numbers. Sefer Dvarim is Mishnah Torah. Do it in Anronomy, Vizakmendas, but it's also double. That's from Mishnah Torah, the do is double. What's Bishmois's other name? So many of the Rishonim, they call it Sefer Hasheni. It's, again, if Bereishis is Sefer HaAvos, so Shmois is Sefer HaBonim. But if it's, what's Sefer Hasheni, like a generic name, the second Sefer? I heard the Taichas know, it's Bereishis is Sefer Yitzira, and Shmois is Sefer Yitzira Hasheni. There was the Yitzira of Tchila Sabria, and then there was Nochamol, the Yitzira of Klal Yisrael going into Mitzrayim, Korah Barzel, Mishkan. It's a Yitzira, Mishafindo HaKlal Yisrael. Vayomer Alikim Yehi Ar, Vayhi Ar, over there in the Pesukim, it says five times Ar, connected the Chamishachim Shetayra, the first two are. Vayomer Elikim Yehi Ar, that's Bereishis, and then Vayhi Ar, Me'akoyach El Hapoyel. If Bereishis is about Maisa Shemayim Va'aretz, then Shemois is Rosh Tevis Tachlis Maase Shemayim Va'aretz. Now, specifically, Parshas Shemois, though, Sefer Shemois is Sefer Agula, but Parshas Shemois, L'chayre was talking about the Gula, but if anything, say Parshas Shemois is Spitz, the Oymek of the Choshech of Golas. Ulai, it starts the Seder of the Makos in Ve'era, Boy, B'Shalach, the Seder of Shoivim, yeah. Aber Shmois L'chayre is Spitz Golas, not Ve'onku B'nei Yisrael, L'mahari Yoyselam, as Moshe Rabbeinu Kemat gets killed. It's the Tunkel of the Golas. It's interesting always, the Haftorah is the theme of the Parsha. This is very rare, but there's a machlekes svardim and Ashkenazim, the minug of what the Haftorah is. It's fascinating. The minug Ashkenaz, it's my bar mitzvah parsha, is Haboyim Yashresh Yaakov, is Yeshaya, is about the Geula. You talk about Shefer Gadol. It's the Haftorah of Geula. The minug svard is that it's Yelain, the Haftorah, the same Haftorah of Yirmiyah that Yelain by Bein HaMetzorim. The theme of Parsha Shmois is still Tunkel Alar in the Golas. It's not a stira. Both are true. We're going down into the Golas, and eventually, Avada, the Matar of it all, everyone knows that the Matar of it all is that Yitzias Mitzrayim is Gematria 891. So is Nasev Nishma. It's the Matara of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to get to Nasev Nishma. But in the process, it has this inyan. Now, more specifically, the Sefer, but also the parish is called Shmois. Many names. In the beginning of the parasha, we have the names of the Shvatim. Then you have the name of the Moshion Shal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. Later on, there's the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Havaya, Shem Eye, Zeshmi, Vizazichri, the Mahus of the Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also the Shem of Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. Yisrael is Rosh Tevis, Yesh, Shishim, Riboy, Oisiyos, Lutara. So all of these Shemois are in Parshas Shmois. Now, we already said it's Vav Moisef Alinyan Rishon, because the whole Matara of the Bria was from, because of Bereishis, but the Matara was Avada Fishmois. In the Zohar, it says that the Vav Moisef is because, you know, it says the Shivim Nefesh that went down to Mitzrayim, but the Vav Moisef is going on Shchinta Begalusa. That the Shchin is also in the Golas. Now, it's Ve'ele. It says in the Zohar, Ve'ele is 42. 42, it's connected to Shem, Mem Beis. There's a certain shame. Also, Shmois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first word of the parasha is a remez for that shame. The shame of the Mem Beis Oisiyos. Tosin Chagiga talks about the first 42 words of the Torah is connected. The Mem Beis Oisiyos. The Mem Beis Oisiyos is also connected. The Mem Beis Yomim. This is what I'm talking about, that in a regular year when it's not a Shana Mubaris, you have Shoivivim. Shoivivim, of course, is 42 days, 6 weeks of Shmois Ve'er by Mishal Chizam Mishpatim. And that's Ve'ela, the 42 days of Shoivivim. But be everyone, it's mavur that the ikar shayvivim is when it's a shana muberes. Then it's shayvivim tat, shayvivim tat. Tat is true with the because the ikar of shayvivim is Talmud Torah. But the emes is all of these are days of tshuva. There's a beautiful remez. It says in the pasuk, it's in the earlier parshas. It says kilule hismamono ki atu shavnu ze pa'amoyim. The bederach drash. It's lule is elo. Oisiyos elo. Kilule hismamonu. Even if in Elul you were mismameya and maybe you didn't deliver the goods in Elul, ki at ashavnu ze pa'amoyim, and ashanim uberes adar is connected Elul. You know, the Chadosh Nisan is Multishrei, Iyar with Cheshvin, and that's how they are sandwiched. And Elul is corresponds to Adar. There's a lot about that, but it's not for now. Tu ba'av, tu b'shvat, v'chule. There's a lot of correlations. Kilule in Elul, if you were hismamonu, so then in Ibriyar you have ki at ashavnu ze pa'amoyim, you have the opportunity to Adars. And it's Shav, which is Shav. Nu is the 56 days of Shav Vimtat, because when it's Shav Vimtat, it's not just Membez Yomim, it's the Nun Vav Yomim. Shav Nu is Gematria Mashiach. Ki Ata Shav Nu. We're able to be Shav in these new days of the Shanim Uber Shav Vimtat. I was buying Adam Gadol the other week, and I was asking him, what is the Eitzah, if some of the Bochram maybe are not mamish learning Basmo, the most of them are, but there's a few Yechid that aren't exactly shtelling tzu, what could you do? So he told me, nu, I said, to tell them nu, in the year 2024, then it was 2023, still, that's not the way you talk to Bochram, it's not going to be a Te'alas this way. So he said, nu. I said, what, so Miyayish? He said, nu. And then I understood, he means the 56 days of Shoivavim. It's a whole new thing. Be'ezer Hashem can be mechazik. Haboyim Mitzrayimo. It's brought down that it doesn't say Mitzrayim. It says Mitzrayimo. Mitzrayimo doesn't mean Mitzrayim. It means Goshen. In Goshen, there was a Mazundura place that was called Mitzrayimo. Mitzrayimo is Gematria Shechina, 385. Mitzrayimo. Shechina, the Zohar brings, is 385 is a very special number. It's the Shleimus of the 10. Because 1 squared plus 2 squared plus 3 squared v'chulei plus 7 plus 8 squared plus 9 squared plus 10 squared is 385. Is gematria shechina. The shleimus of the mispar eser squared. Thank you. Cube is something else. In 1 squared all the way through 10 squared is gematria shechina. So Mitzrayma is really Goshen, and it was a place for hashrois hashchina. The Eilish Shmois B'nei Yisrael, the Paradis Yosef, brings interesting pshat. It says, what does it mean that the Shmois were there? The names were there? The people themselves were there? He gives an interesting mashal. There was a city where, an Ir Mechois in Europe, where there was if a person did a certain avla and he had to sit in jail, but he did a civil, you know, white collar crime. But to be sitting in the jail, he would have to be the mamash with Rotzchim and Shoydidim and Inshidaloy Mali to be polite. And what's the way out? Lamaisa, you're supposed to be in the jail. There was a way you could pay shoychad to the sar beis hasoyar, and he would put your name. You would be registered in this jail, but then meanwhile you stayed in house arrest. You kept a low profile, and that's how you stayed out of it. He says ve'elish shmois b'nei Yisrael. Yes, we're in Golis. We're in Golis Mitzrayim. We're in Golis because we had to go out early, so we're still in Golis. So, but a person could be a bechina of shmois of b'nei Yisrael. He could have it that his name. His name is registered in the Golis, but he doesn't have to be in the Golis. He can keep himself where he is in his Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. He can be. One second, I want to tell them to be quiet. One second, what's going on over there? The Eilish Shmois B'nei Yisrael is a remez brought down in the Levush, and other Paiskim also bring it that there's a Rosh HaTevis. The Eilish Shmois B'nei Yisrael, Balaturim brings it, Betzin. The Eile Shmois B'nei Yisrael, the Eile Rosh HaTevis, the Adam Asher Loimed HaPseder, Shmois, Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum, B'nei Yisrael, B'koil Noim Yashir, Yisrael Yich Yeshanim Rabbeis Arukim Lo'olam. So it's a remez for the Chizik of Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. I saw they ask, why Dafka now are we giving Chizik for Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum in Parshas Vayigash? It also said the Eile Shmois B'nei Yisrael, but maybe Dafka by a new Sefer, by Parshas Shmois, is the time to give a chizik to reestablish the union of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. The pasuk says Vayomas Yosef Chalecha. We spoke last week that it's Yosef was nifter. The last pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, Yosef is nifter because we said Yosef is a little bit of bechina of Av, but on the other hand, Yosef is also a ben, and as a ben, he's mentioned in the Sefer of the Bonim. Vayomas Yosef in the Sefer Abonim. Now, when it says though that all the Shvatim, all the names of the Shvatim came down to Mitzrayim, the Yosef hoya b'Mitzrayim. I saw a beautiful shtickle in the Ali Shore from Rav Volba. He talks about Seder. He has different topics. He talks about Seder. Seder is the Yisoy that a person, no matter what changes in his life, and no matter what surprises the process of his life throws him, he remains always in the same exact level. He writes, Ashrei ha'odam sheyedeya lishmar bitkufa shel hachlota lishmar al ritzifus his nagus. Sometimes you're at a crossroads, we have to make a decision. And Ashrei the Adam that knows that all of the tkufis of his life are gush echad mitchil v'atzoif with one seder. And he talks a lot about Yosef hoya b'Mitzrayim. That's the ultimate dugma of someone who was able to keep b'seder, that no matter what, he was always on the same page. Vayomis Yosef v'chol echa v'chol ador rahu. The Maral writes that Klal Yisrael in one tzura is a certain shleimus of the tzura is shivim nafesh. But after that, that shivim nafesh have to go in order to get to a different level of shishim riboy. It's a process. One couldn't go without the other. First, it's hashlam of that, and then you move on to creating Klal Yisrael over here now. Now, we're going down to Mitzrayim though, and there's a process that it says, Hovan ischak maloi. I saw an interesting chat. Hovan ischak maloi, loi not lohem. It should say Hovan ischak malohem. It's loi. The ikar ischakmas is to realize if you have an agenda that you want to make some kitrug or milchama or matzav against Klal Yisrael, the chokma is Hovan ischak maloi, to find an opportune time to start with them, to chep with them when they're not ba'achdus. Because when they're ba'achdus, then Efshar, if they're ba'achdus with Kutcha Berichu, they're ba'achdus amongst themselves, then you can't shepherd with them. When it's not achdus, then they're able to shepherd. Havin eschak maloi. Now, there was a meeting, the Gemara says in Soita, Daf Yud Aleph, that there were three people by this meeting. Havin eschak maloi. Omer Abchia Bar Abba, Omer Absimoi, Shloi Shehoyu Ba'oisa Eitza. Bilam, Eoiv, and Yisroi. And the Gemara says, Bilam, Sheyo'atz, he's the one that gave the Eitza to kill the Yidin, Neherag. Eoiv sheshosak nidoin biyisurim. Yisroi was barach. Yisroi shebarach zochu mibnei bonav sheyashu melishkas agozes. So first on Bilam, it says Bilam that gave the Eitza was Neherag. Rashi already asks over there in Soita, and there's a stira because on one hand the Gemara says in Sanhedrin daf kuvav that Bilam, in the Gemara darshans on Bilam the pasuk anshe domim umirma la yechetsu yemeim, that Bilam was killed at the age of 33 or 34. This, of course, doesn't stem. If Bilam was at the Eitza hundreds of years earlier by this Eitza, it must be it's not the same Bilam. If Bilam is Lavan, or the son of Lavan, then Bechlal also, that's Avada, a Makar, that Bilam is somebody else. On the other hand, we have here, Eoiv Sheshosak, the famous Vart from Chaim Shmulevitz. Eoiv Sheshosak nidin b'yisurim. What did he do wrong? He kept quiet. Eret Geshvigin, he kept quiet. What did he do wrong? Because Asetut Vei Daf Menshrayin, and Ad Kedekach, how much Geshrayin? All the Yisurei Eoiv, which L'chayre bring out a geferlecha gishrai, a cry out of pain, that's the cry that he should have done when he heard about the Eitza that was being given. Now they had this Eitza, and it was Vayavidu Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael b'farech toisvis in Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin brings that there's a concept called Atbash, and Parech b'farech, right? It's hard work. But Parech Pei Reish Chof in Atbash is Vigal, Vav Gimel Lamed. And what's that? So Vigal is Gematria 39. That's an Atbash with a Gematria. It's a Toisvus, yeah? Psachim Kuf Yud Zayin, small Toisvus on top. And he says that it's a remez because the Shibud Mitzrayim is correlated to the Lamed Tes Melachis. We know the Lamed Tes Melachis are connected to Avodas HaMishkan, but Toisvus over here is saying that the Lamed Tes Melachis are correlated to also the Sug Parech Avoida that was given to the in Mitzrayim. And the Avoida was Bechoymer, Vulvoinim, Uvachal Avoida Basodeh, which the Zohar says it's all going on Torah. Bechoymer is Kal Vechoymer, Levainim is Libun Halacha, Avoida Basodeh is Braisa. It's all about Amal HaTorah. Now, Vayimaruru es chayeyem, there's a famous word from the Gra. The Emes is the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim 400 or 430 years. We'll talk more about this by Rikas in Pashas, Ve'era, and Boy as it develops. But on one end, they were supposed to be 430 years. On the other hand, 400 years. At the end, though, they went out after 210 years. So the Gra says, Kadma v'azla. Why did they go out earlier? Kadma v'azla. Why did they go out earlier? They were supposed to be the 400 years. So there's many Trutzim. But the Gaon says, because Vayimaru was chayeyim, that the Koishi Ashibud made it up. Meaning, whatever the, how you have a Shibud meter, a machine that, you know, could measure the Koishi of Shibud, the Koishi of Shibud that was supposed to be in 400 years, because Vayimaru was chayeyim, it sufficed it to be 210 years. Says the Gaon, Kadma v'azla is gematria, 190. That's the 190 years they went out early. Kadm of Az, the word Kadm of Az itself is, and that's what it means. Chishev es haketz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machashev the ketz, the 190 years to take out. And the truth is, there's another remez because it says we say in Krishma, Sharei Tseisi Eschem Me Eretz Mitzrayim. Eschem is 461. Eretz Mitzrayim is 671. If you take Eschem out of Eretz Mitzrayim, you're left with 210. That's what's the cheshbon, that it's 210. I saw also an interesting pshat. Why was the cheshbon 210 if they were supposed to be 400? The pshat is because be'emes you could be saimach on rubei kekulei. And rubei kekulei, you don't need the full 400. The minute rubei kekulei. How much you need for rubei kekulei? 201. So the pshat is though that there's a medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu as a teenager told Pari, he was being gadol the base Pari, that they should give the yidden off on Shabbos. And if you make the cheshbon till 63 years later when he finally had to run away, when he comes back, the interim when he wasn't there, all those years, the Yidden didn't work on Shabbos because of Moshe's intervention. And if you make the Cheshbon, that's 9 years worth of days of work. So that's an extra 9 years that he owes them. That's 210. 201 for Rubei Kekulei. Another 9 years to make up for the Shabbos that they took off. Now the emphasis that the Chidah brings, and there are other Midrashim, that on one hand, the reason they were going into Mitzrayim is because of the Bris Ben Absarim, and it starts counting from then. On the other hand, it's really because of Mechiras Yosef. So there's different Cheshbonis, how to work out. Maybe even some people in Klal Yisrael only had to be as that din and not as the other din. Ephraim and Menashe, L'chayru, don't have to be Mitzad Mechiras Yosef. You have to work out the details. And it has to do also with the fact that it's in Yitzchak. Sometimes he's called Yitzchak, sometimes he's called Yitzchak. The difference between Yitzchak and Yitzchak is 210. But that's for under Cheshbonis. Vayelech is Perek Beis. Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, vayikach es bas Levi. The Torah is coming to tell us that the Mashiach and Shal Yisrael comes from this zivug. Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, vayikach es bas Levi. Amram marries his aunt Yochevet. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim Perek Tes Halacha Aleph says al shisha dvarim nitztavu Adam Arishin. Adam Arishin was given six mitzvahs. Noach added a seventh one, Aver Menachai. Avram added Mila and Shachris. Yitzchak, this is all in the Rambam, Yitzchak added Maisris and Mincha. Yaakov added Giranosh and Mairiv. B'Mitzrayim, Hoisif Amram, Mitzvahs Yiseris, Acheba Moshe Rabbeinu V'Shlima Kol HaTorah Kula. According to one Gerson, the Medrash, they also put Yehuda put in Yibam. The Rambam does not bring it. The Mefarshei Rambam Shtel, what's Amram's mitzvah? What was Amram Moisef? So there's a pshat that he was Moisef, Gerushin and Kedushin, because that's what he did over here. He first married Yechevet, but then he got divorced, then he took her back. Vayis says he wasn't Mechadish, the Isser of Machzor Grushasi. That's one thing, he wasn't Mechadish. And that's why the Megal HaMukah says Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to go into Eretz Yisrael, because the Ovis kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Loretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, they kept the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu Be'etzim is pogum because he was born from a Machzor Grushasai. But in Chutz, so his mitzvahs could only be in Chutz Loretz. But I'll upon him, that was the mitzvahs. What? No, she married in the interim Elitzofen Ben Parnach and had two children called Eldon and Medad. Everyone knows that. She, in the interim, she got married. Now, why did she get married? Why did she get married if Amram, God Lador, Ramam's Lashon, Amram, where is Mitzavah and Mitzvah Yisaris, because, you know, she was his aunt, you know, there's Becholayfen, you know. The God Lador said something, but she's a free, the Kedar. She, and had Elder Meir. Actually, it's a Machloikis. We do know that Eldad and Medad were Moshe Rabbeinu's half-brothers, but it's a machlokes whether they were Moshe Rabbeinu's half-brothers from Yocheved, or were they Moshe Rabbeinu's half-brothers from Amram, from a different wife. But that's something else. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was born Vatera Oisai Ki Toiv Hu. The Gemara in Soita, Daf Yudbeis, brings many pshatim. What does it mean he was Toiv? Rav Meir says Toiv Shmoi. Rav Yehuda says Tuv Yishmoi. Rav Nechemya says he was Hagin Lenevius. Acherim bring a pshat, he was Noilad Mohol. Rabbi Shaul Leib Diskin says, yeah, that's a good thing. Well, first of all, Vatera Oisai, Ois, Prismila is an Ois. He saw the Ois that it was good, that it was already Mohol. But the Rabbi Shaul Leib says, Pashat, if they would have to make a Prismila and it would become a sparsam, then for sure they would catch him. So it was a good thing that he was Noilad Mohol because I guess if you do a toughest on Brisson and Noilad Mohol on the eighth day, the catering is like more low key, I guess. I don't know. But that's why it was good. It was good that they weren't going to find him. It's interesting. I saw in the Ur Sameach, in the Meshech Chochma, actually, on his Pirush on Megillas Esther after Parshas Pekudei, there's a few pages on Megillas Esther. The Ur Sameach writes over there that Haman makes a whole cheshbon that Adar is, a good month for the year, then not a good month. He didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, but he thought Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. Okay, but that could be a good thing. His cheshbon is that Haman made a mistake because Moshe Rabbeinu, Far Shteitzach, was born at night, says the Ur Sameach, because it says, must be it was night. You could efshir be metzia that it was day and there was some kind of ruchniyastika or. But if it was night and then but he was nifter be'etzamayim azeh and Haman going on a goyish shecheshbin thinks that that's not called the same day. Meaning when a tzaddik is born and nifter on the same day, Hakadosh Baruch Hu memalish nisayim shel tzaddikim and then it's a good siman for the Yidden. But Haman l'shitasi thinking that he was born at night because kitoivu it must be the aura was at night. So that's what the mistake that Haman made. I saw an interesting the Yalkut Ruveni brings from the Sefer Hatzioni. That's one of the Rishonim from Germany in the 1300s. He actually moved to Eretz Yisrael the Besayf Yomav. I saw brought down, this is a Chikavi Yediyah. He moved to Eretz Yisrael, the Sefer HaTzioini he learned, in a yeshiva of Rabbi Yitzchak Isser HaTikva, that was the name of the yeshiva, in the 1300s. Yeah, no, look at me. But then he went back to Ashkenaz. Anyways, in the Sefer HaTzioini he brings that when it says Moshe Rabbeinu was Nismali Bayis Oira, because he was Noilad Bidmus Isha. And it's unclear why if he's Noilad Bidmus Isha, what does that have to do? So one shot I saw is because then the Mitzrayim wouldn't come looking for him, because they would think it's Isha. But I saw it was a mistake. He was Noilad Bidmus Eish Hashem. And that's good for the or. That's some kind of ruchniistic or. That's what it meant. It was a dmus eish. It was a shayla in the print over there. Okay, it was before the printing press. Vatitzpineu shloisha yirochem. She had to hide him for 3 months because he was noiled mukdam, and she was able to hide him for 3 months. It's more in the Zohar that vatitzpineu shloisha yirochem. Those are the 3 months that Esav has a shiltoin. Esav has a shiltoin in Chodesh Teves and also in Shvat until Tu B'Shvat. He also has a shilton in Tammuz until Tu B'Av. Those are the Vatitzpineyu. Those are the 3 months that are behalten. That it's not so poshut. That's where it's hidden. It's choshech and it's hidden. The Emma says it's mevor in some svarim that originally Esav also had shlita on Elul as well. But Yaakov took that from him. And he also had shilton on Adar. And that Mordechai took from him. He's still left though with Havis and half of Shvat and Tammuz and half of.
Yeah, she heard for 3 months. It wasn't those 3 months.
No, it wasn't those 3 months. Not the 3 months. Yeah, we're going to move right there. You have the parsha of the Sneh. Moshe Rabbeinu has a Hisgalus. There's actually a Machloikis. If the Dargus Nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu had by the Sneh, was it already the Darg of Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu Aspaklaria Meira or not? Looks like it's a Machloikis in the Mepharshim, but there was definitely a certain Hisgalus. And Sinai Sneh, the Ebenezerites, others foremost talk about that Sneh has to do with Sinai. There's a Rashi in Zois HaBrocha. It says in the Pasuk in Zois HaBrocha, Uritzoin Shoichni Sneh. Rashi says, this is by Yosef, like the Shoichin Sneh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nigalalai Metchila by the Sneh. Vais Techois, this has to do with Yosef specifically, because Avada Matan Torah, with the whole Maimid, with the whole fanfare, with the whole Eish, is one thing, but snare represents imo yanoichi b'tzara. Snare represents that you have a rischa d'oraisa even when you're Yosef b'mitzrayim, the Yosef hayu b'mitzrayim. We spoke earlier, keseder, kept keseder. And that's a bazundara darg of Eish HaTorah, to be in the darg of Eish HaTorah of imo yanoichi b'tzara. I saw the Ar Gedal Yo, he writes, there's two nekudas in snare. One is Vasnei Nenu Ukal, it shows Klal Yisrael's Yecholus to survive in the Golus. And on the other hand, he brings Makaris that it represents the Eish of Torah. And he says, it's not a stira, it's vice versa, the same thing. The Yecholus of Klal Yisrael to go Dorch, the Golus, is from the Koyach of Eish of Torah. Now, there's a fascinating vehicle over here. Vayoymer Moshe. Moshe sees the Sneh. Asura Navere, let me go check this out. Vayar Hashem, Kisar, Lirois. Hashem sees that Moshe Rabbeinu made that move to check out what's going on, and then Hashem calls out to him. And this is where I'm talking about this. Moshe Rabbeinu had to make the first move. Now the emes is, Tanai Hisnakodesh Baruch Hu Maaseh Bereishis, everyone's waiting for Yitzias Mitzrayim, Gematria Nasav Nishma, which says the Matar of the Bria. And Moshe Rabbeinu L'chayr is supposed to be the one that's maybe the Torah. But if he wouldn't have made that small move, Asura Nava'era, Vayar Hashem Kisar L'Rois, that small little movement of on his own, making the decision, yeah, let me check what's going there, it wouldn't have happened. That's a fascinating thing that it has to do with Bechir Yidi. I'm not going into all that now, but there's a system that's supposed to happen, but the Eber is still waiting for you, or Moshe Rabbeinu, or for whatever, whoever, Kol Echad V'Echad, in his Tafkin in life, Maise Ish Ufkudasai, to make the move. But it's interesting, he made a little move. Kisar L'Rois, he made a movement, Hashem said, oh, I see you entered. I saw B'doimel, that is an interesting Lashon. Yesh Koina Ilomoi B'Shah Achas. What does Shah Achas mean? An hour. A segment of time, but it doesn't only mean that. You know, there's a pasuk by the beginning of Bereshis, Vel Kayin Vel Minchasay Loi Shaa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Shaa. Shaa is to be poine, to look at, to turn to do a pnia. Yesh Kayin Olam B'Shaa Achas. He can be Kayin Yir Olam with making that little move. And Moshe Rabbeinu over here made that little move. He saw Lirois. That little move is ultimately everything. Sor is gematria 260. That's 10 times avaya. That's everything. That's everything. But every person has to know that on every little movement that he makes, the etzem licked in them the gevaldik koyach of kisar lerois. It's brought down also that in the snack Kodesh Baruch Hu is megaltim also different shemois. It says over here zesh shmi la'olam. V'zeh zichri, l'dor dor, we know that Yisrael v'raisa v'kodesh b'richu chadu, it's before in the Tikkun Zohar that the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu really also represents Torah. Why? Because the shame of, the ultimate shame is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, right? Shmi, this is in Tikkun Zohar, Shmi is 350. If you add Yud-Kei, the first two letters of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, to Shmi, Shmi is 350, you add another Yud and a Hey, that's already 365, that's connected to 365 Lavin. And Zichri is 239. You add Vavhe, another 11, to Zichri. That's 248 to the Essen, to the Mitzvah's essay. So the Shmi and the Zichri of Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Miram is on the Tariq Mitzvah because Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ve'Raisa Chadu. Okay, there's a whole sugya over here of the mila of the bonum of Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's a machlekes rishonim exactly what happened there. The ikra sugya is in Nedarim. The pashtus, why was Tzipora mal the child? There's a whole shayla in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah whether an ishes kshera lamal. The Pashtus Moshe Rabbeinu was there, but he was the one gufa being attacked by this malach, so he was not functionable. There is some rishayim going that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't even there, and it was vayavakash hamisai to the child. But either way, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to, and it was Tzipora that did the mila, and the sugyan of Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Zayin handles about Ishak Sheira Lomel. Okay, so I will stop over here.